child musical prodigy turned film composer extraordinaire. That's Austrian composer Eric Wolfgang Korngold. He wrote only one symphony, and that was in 1952, his symphony in F sharp. Hi, I'm Katie Henriksen, host of the KUAF Sunday Symphony from 7 to 9 p.m. Sunday nights right here on KUAF Public Radio. Join me for Korngold's Symphony in F-sharp, performed by the London Symphony Orchestra, led by Andre Previn. That's coming up Sunday night from 7 to 9 p.m. on KUAF Public Radio.
Ahead on this edition of Ozarks at Large, Adams Collins returns to the Furman Garner Performance Studio. He and his band will kick off the Mountain Street Music Series at the Fayetteville Public Library on Sunday afternoon. Again, this year, we'll have previews of each of those June free concerts at the library. And our first one will be Adams Collins later on this edition of Ozarks at Large. Nearly 40 families and individuals affected by a major tar sands oil pipeline rupture 2 months ago in the small town of Mayflower, Arkansas, it's about 25 miles northwest of Little Rock, have now filed a lawsuit against ExxonMobil Pipeline. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich spoke with an attorney on the case, and she gives us this status report.
The lawsuit alleging human health effects, environmental damage, and loss of property was filed in the Circuit Court of Faulkner County by the Alabama law firm Harwin Newell and Newton on behalf of an estimated 85 residents affected by the Pegasus oil pipeline breach. Attorney Sean Daniels manages Arkansas cases for the law firm and has spent time at the oil spill site.
I mean, all you saw basically was an incredible number of trucks and traffic and vehicles and security people and, you know, obviously the smell is one of the first things you notice when you get in the area.
The pipeline rupture, measuring 22 feet long and 2 inches wide, leaked an estimated 10,000 barrels or 420,000 gallons of dilbit or diluted bitumen. Bitumen's a thick tar-like substance extracted from Canadian tar sands preserves. The Pegasus pipeline, constructed in the late 1940s, originally carried finished crude oil from Texas refineries up to the Midwest. But the line was reversed in 2006 to transport Canadian tar sands oil to Texas for refining into diesel products. According to the U.S. Department of Transportation Pipeline and Hazardous Materials Safety Administration, the suit cites, reversing the flow can stress pipes. The suit also says defendants were aware that tar sands oil tends to be more abrasive and posed certain risks to the aging pipeline infrastructure.
We don't have the metallurgy report back yet, but it's looking more and more like this was a seam failure, which is what you would expect when you have a pipeline that's, you know, under too much pressure.
The complaint alleges that cleanup efforts have failed to capture all the spilled toxic crude, with thousands of gallons still present in the ground, groundwater, and affected structures. An undetermined amount of oil has also drained into a nearby cove adjacent to Lake Conway, a tributary to the Arkansas River.
Part of it, too, was there was some pretty heavy rain that occurred between the spill and within a few days of the spill, which pushed it, you know, of course, further out. And then the residents have told us that one of the first things Exxon did was power wash the oil down into a drainage ditch to collect it then. Well, the first, you know, obviously that gets it out of sight, but it's also moving the oil from one area to another. It spreads it further, and some of the information we're getting now is that some of the oils even got into the conduit system and spread it throughout the subdivision and beyond. But we know from some of the testing that's been done by third parties that not only in the cove, but the cove which is connected to Lake Conway, that the presence of benzene has been detected.
Unlike refined crude oil, which floats on water, heavy oil sinks in water, so it's not easily contained or absorbed. Short-term exposure to crude oil from primary contact and breathing of fumes may cause dizziness, nausea, blurred vision, and headache. Crude oil contains neurotoxins, which affect brain function. The suit also says that benzene, a chemical component of dilute bitumen, has been detected in the lake. Benzene is a known carcinogen.
You know, the people in the affected subdivisions in close proximity to the rupture, you know, they were immediately having nausea, headaches, you know, the typical physical symptoms that you see from exposure to these chemicals. We haven't been getting those reports yet from the folks at the Cove and then Lake Conway, and it may just be that by the time it's gotten to that point, it's not as concentrated.
This is not a closed suit, and each claim will be handled individually, not as a class.
Oh, absolutely. We are. It is not closed. We will continue to add clients as we get them, and we've had a few call recently and wanted to join.
Listed among the defendants are ExxonMobil Pipeline Company, based in Houston, Texas, and ExxonMobil Corporation, which responded via email saying they were aware of the lawsuit but had not yet had a chance to review, so would not comment. Harold Satterfield, who developed and sold the Northwood subdivision in Mayflower, and an associated surveyor, are listed for failing to disclose to residents that the Pegasus oil pipeline was buried just a few feet underground in that district. The plaintiffs are seeking a jury trial to be heard in Faulkner County. In early May, ExxonMobil Corporation provided property owners in the Northwood subdivision a 38-page proposal for either purchasing their homes or providing some compensation as a result of the company's pipeline rupture and spill. No compensation, however, was offered to any residents living downstream. Arkansas Attorney General Dustin McDaniel, who set up a toll-free hotline for concerned citizens earlier this month, is conducting his own investigation, and a class action lawsuit was filed in federal court in Little Rock in early April, seeking a reported $5 million in damages. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.
Ozarks at Large is underwritten in part by the Walton Family Charitable Support Foundation.